Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Nick Kostos, you better, you bet. On the Odyssey app. Nick, good morning. We've been kind of accused of premature celebration today on the show. I've been pretty confident this team would come back down 0-2, and now they can clinch it in Milwaukee, Bucks in six. What do you feel about tonight from a betting angle, just from a NBA connoisseur angle?
First off, great to be on with you. How about that game Saturday night? That was pretty awesome.
Oh, my God. Yes, it was.
I mean, incredible. I think the Bucks are going to win tonight. I don't think I'm going to bet them because I think the game has the opportunity to be very, very close. But I do think if I had to pick a winner of the game tonight, I do think the Bucks will win the game. But the bet I'm interested in making is the under. And I'm looking at it right now at BetRivers to see what the updated line is. Give me 1 second here. It was 222 yesterday. Yeah, 222 right now. I like the under quite a bit here. I know that game five went way over. The shot making was absolutely incredible on both sides. I don't expect that to be the case tonight in a game where I think, you know, nerves are going to be very high. I think for Milwaukee in a closeout game, certainly. I don't think Middleton and Drew are going to shoot as well as they did on Saturday, which is not an insult. They were both just like absolutely electric on Saturday night. I think the defensive intensity is going to get ratcheted up here in a big way, and the total's been adjusted up 4 points from Saturday night. It's too much for me. I don't know that it's definitely going to win. Like, I can't say that. But as far as like putting a bet in goes, I think it's a really easy bet to make, and you live with whatever the result is. So the under tonight is my preferred play with Milwaukee and Phoenix as far as the side and total are concerned.
I'm seeing a lot of people expecting, you know, I've seen unders for everybody. Chris Paul unders, Chris Middleton unders. Are there any player props you like?
I would go Giannis over, actually. Giannis over on points, just 32.5 over at BetRivers, where I actually think, like, at home, he's going to shoot better from the line than he's – I mean, obviously shot better from the line in games 3 and 4 than he did 1, 2, and 5. So I think he's going to have a better free throw shooting night tonight. And if he had shot better from the free throw line on Saturday night, he would have gone over his points prop on Saturday night. So I think at a potential closeout game here, I think we can expect Giannis to kind of be really aggressive tonight. So Giannis over 32.5. Would definitely be worth a look for me. I also think, like, the only way the Suns, I feel like, could stay in this game is if Devin Booker has a monster game like he did on Saturday night. I would definitely never bet the under on Devin Booker points, 30.5. I would actually look at the over for Devin Booker. So Devin Booker over 30.5 points. Those are the only two that I've got for right now. I'll have a bunch more after I do some more research today before You Better You Bet. But those are the two that really stand out just like and just make a lot of sense just looking at them like first glance. Giannis having a big game scoring the ball and Devin Booker also having a big game scoring the ball.
Has there been anything about the series as we talked to Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet, that has surprised you in any way? I'll give you mine first. Coach Bud has coached not terrible.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if I want to say that. I want to say maybe Monty Williams hasn't done as good a job as we think he would have coming into the series. So, listen, I've killed Coach Bud on this show, on my show. So, listen, I need to eat some crow on this. You know, Coach Bud has been the better coach in this series. And if and when the Bucks win an NBA championship, I think he deserves the praise. And I will come on and say, hey, look, I'm wrong all the time. I'm just some idiot that has a microphone. You know, like, I was wrong. He wins a championship, so there's nothing you can say about him, right? He's a championship-winning head coach, and that is what it is. So I'm certainly willing to admit. I mean, we'll see what happens tonight and potentially in Game 7, but obviously willing to be wrong on that one if that's indeed how it goes down. I guess the thing that surprises me the most from this series, and I guess it shouldn't based on what Milwaukee was able to do in the Brooklyn series, But, like, that was even without, like, without Kyrie and with James Harden basically on one leg. Milwaukee really showed a toughness in the series that they never really exhibited, I think, in any of these runs with Giannis and Coach Bud, whether it was, you know, 2019 against the Raptors going up 2-0 and then Toronto punches them in the mouth for four straight games, or, you know, last year in the bubble against Miami, Miami punches them in the mouth the entire series. Now, they get past Miami early, but that's kind of an easy series. Game one was the only one that presented some problems. And I guess they kind of got punched by Brooklyn, but like I said, like, not really. I mean, when one and a half of the three stars get hurt, right, over the course of that series, Trae Young gets hurt in the Atlanta series, and that's Atlanta. I really feel like they withstood a number of punches in the series for Phoenix, whether it's going down 2-0, or more specifically, and the most impressive one to me, was after Phoenix, you know, blitzed them in the first quarter on Saturday night, I think, like, past iterations of this Milwaukee team, maybe not lose the game by 40 points, but don't come back the way they did. Like, they took a punch and they came back and they started swinging at Phoenix. And Phoenix was the one that kind of went down a little bit there. So I think whether, and this is a dangerous thing to say, and I know Bucks fans will probably be like, shut up, like, don't say this. But, you know, I actually believe this. You know, whether or not Milwaukee wins the series, and I do think they will, I think this is a team to be, like, very proud of. Unlike the last two iterations of this team. So obviously you want them to win and you're maybe disappointed if they lose, but I think this is very much a team to be proud of based on like the mettle that they've shown throughout this postseason run.
Yeah, we're proud of them, but we've been proud of teams for the last, you know, 40 years. The time for pride is done. We need to party.
I don't know. Like, you guys have, you make it like Wisconsin's like this, like, title starved sports city. Like,
well, you got to separate Milwaukee has not had a title since 1971. Green Bay, it's different.
Green Bay doesn't count?
It counts, but it also doesn't. It counts when I want it to, and it doesn't when it doesn't fit the narrative.
Okay, fair. Didn't the Brewers win a World Series with Paul Molitor in, like, the early 80s?
They got to a World Series, lost. We still had a parade for them.
That thing I tell you, you guys are great.
Isn't that great? That's what we do around here.
In New York, we'd be throwing stuff at the Yankees coming off the plane.
No, we were, that's why when you said proud, it's like, yeah, we are, we're almost too proud of these idiots all the time.
Right, listen, I really hope the Bucks get it done. I find myself rooting for them pretty intensely in these games. So I hope it happens. I really do.
Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet, joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We could be doing this again in Milwaukee in a couple of months. You guys were talking some baseball yesterday, and the Brewers might be a team to watch, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Brewers. I love them before the season, Bart. I think I came on your show. I have the Brewers, I want to say, plus 350, I think, to win the National League Central from before the season. And obviously, that bet's looking great right now. And it's for all the same reasons. It's like nothing's really changed, right, from the outlook on this team at the beginning of the season. Maybe, you know, we didn't expect Peralta to be as good as he is, but look, we all loved Woodruff. We all love Corbin Burns. Like, we love the back end of this bullpen. You know, we like the manager. Now, the offense has obviously got to pick it up, but I don't think it could be as bad as it's been right in the first half of the season. And I think once we get into the playoffs, and Tom Verducci of Sports Illustrated, MLB Network, Fox Sports was on You Better You Bet yesterday, and he made a great point. And I don't even think it's a point that's, like, crazy or, like, something that's going to be like, wow, like, I didn't think of that. And I'm not saying it's, like, that Tom was, like, it's a bad thing that he said. He's 100% right. But I think it's just kind of obvious. Like, I agreed with him. You know, once we get to October, all of Milwaukee's strengths become amplified because they're all things that win when you get into the postseason. Like, if you're the Dodgers, you don't want to see Milwaukee in a 5-7 game series. Like, no one wants to see Milwaukee. So while I like Milwaukee in the regular season for the reasons I listed, like when Milwaukee gets, if and when I guess Milwaukee gets to the postseason, I think the Brewers become even more dangerous. So I've been bullish on them from the beginning of the season. I still think that, you know, come October, it's Milwaukee, like not the Padres and not the Giants and not the Mets, that's the biggest threat to the Dodgers. So I wouldn't be shocked at all if, you know, come October, you know, Milwaukee sports fans have got another team in the finals to be rooting for in the World Series.
Do you bet on the Olympics? Also, do you bet that the Olympics will be finished? It seems pretty dicey.
You know, I'm always honest with you guys on my show, on your show, Bart. I watch so much sports, and I have my entire life. I don't care about the Olympics.
I love the Olympics.
I don't. See, it does nothing for me. And I'm not hating on it. Like, people can like it. They can get caught up in the pageantry of it. Like, I get it a little bit. it is just like never done anything for me, winter or summer. If it comes down to it and it's like Michael Phelps is like going for like his like 11th gold medal, like I'll be into that. I'll watch that. A Team USA in the gold medal game in basketball, I'll be into it. But I'm just being real with you, man. Like, look, you do what we do for a living. I'm pulling back the curtain a little bit. Like, this is supposed to be our off time. Like, the NBA Finals is not supposed to go until the end of July. It's supposed to be over in, like, early June. And then, like, us in the sports media are supposed to be able to get a little rest before football starts. So once the NBA ends, man, I'm going to try to put my feet up for a couple weeks. I'm still doing the show and doing a good job, obviously, and preparing. But, man, like, I could not care less about the Olympics. Like, we'll cover it if we have to, but I'm not going to lie to anyone and say, like, it's something that I'm super interested in. I don't care if they do it or not. If they canceled it, I wouldn't lose 1 second of sleep.
There's not, like, spreads on how fast these guys run the 200?
Probably. I'm just like, there's only so much I can tolerate. Like, it's, like, when the weather's nice, I want to go sit on the beach in the summer. I don't want to sit there and watch track and field. That's just me, though.
All right. I like the Olympics, but I've met more and more people that have the same approach that you do. Well, enjoy the game tonight as a bettor and a casual observer. I'll be down in the Deer District, hopefully not dying, and it should be a fun time.
By the way, Bart, I got my share.
You going to join me on the parade?
I mean, no, but if I were, I would. I do love that, though. I love the chair thing. I love that. I think that's very good.
Let me tell you about the internet, if I can, real quick. So I put chairs down for this parade that may or may not even go on this route. There was the parade I talked about with the Brewers. That's the route it took 30 years ago when they lost. So I have no idea if that's going to be the parade route. Whatever, I'm putting chairs down. The people online, all of a sudden it's, oh, this is stupid. Okay, I'm going to get that. That's fine. Dumb stunt. Okay, that's fine. Why don't you sleep with the chairs? That's fine. Then it's like the real issue that if Bart's going to take the time to do this, there's actual people that need those chairs. He should be addressing homelessness. Can I just put a chair down and be a wacky, zany DJ without solving the world's problems?
I don't know, man. Like, I just mute people like that. Like, just go. I have just no patience for stuff like that. I will say, just from like a content perspective, though, I think it's pretty brilliant, man. So I give you kudos on the whole chair thing. I think that's pretty smart.
Well, anything where I can have more attention, that's what I do, and I appreciate you recognizing that. Nick, I appreciate you talking to us. We were going to talk to you tomorrow, but I'm going to be celebrating a victory. So we'll talk to you next week.
I really do. I really hope so.
Oh, it's happening.
All right. And listen, just like, let's get a Bucks win tonight and let's just get the final score to be under 222 points and we can all celebrate.
And let's get this over with because I'm exhausted, dude.
When would game 7 be? Game 7 would be Thursday?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Friday, right?
No, Thursday.
Oh, man. I can't do this for much longer, man.
Like, I can't either.
I can't have life. Like, just please. Like, please. Like, just please end tonight. Please.
Oh, and while we were talking, Adam Schefter tweeted about Rodgers.
Oh, what'd he say?
He said, this offseason, the Packers offered Rodgers a 2-year contract that would have tied him to Green Bay for 5 more seasons and made him the highest paid QB in football. Rodgers declined the offer. Proof it's not about the money.
Great. Great. Wake me up when he reports to training camp.
Yeah, he reports this today. Schefter's a weasel. I hate him.
Well, I don't want to go that far because he's been good to me in my career, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see about it. Again, I think Rodgers is going to report, so wake me up if and when that happens.
All right, see you, buddy.
All right.
Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. TG says, Adam Schefter desperately trying to steal headlines again during the finals like he did the draft. Yeah, I gotta watch myself here. And Nick Kostos, by the way, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, if you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. He's also brought to us by Bet Rivers. Check out all the latest lines today at betrivers.net. Check out the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick's analysis that you can find. You know where to find that. Toby, you've got it downloaded right there. It's on the Odyssey app.
And Odyssey station.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.